Welcome to the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. The Gospel of John, chapter 6, verse 63 says, "It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life." It is our prayer here at Randall Greer Ministries that as you tune in and listen, the Spirit of God will bring revelation into your life to strengthen you and encourage you in your daily walk to be all that God has called you to be. Today, Reverend Greer speaks on visions of the United States of America. On the day of Pentecost, Peter declared that what was occurring was what the prophet Joel prophesied about in Joel chapter 2. Reverend Greer shares some visions of the United States of America that God has given to men and women of God throughout time and how the devil has tried to influence this nation. He also shares the scriptural direction that the believer is given on how to stop satanic activity against this nation. Stay tuned after the broadcast for more information on Randall Greer Ministries and special offers. Now, let's join Reverend Greer.
He's leading us and he's guiding us and he'll provide. He'll take us into everything we need to, and we live in a supernatural time. We live in a supernatural day. Turn in your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 6, and we're going to jump off into the Word of God right there. Ephesians chapter 6. Somebody said demons are afraid of them. They were singing a song about that. So we're going to look at some things now at a scripture that things that we need to know about God's Word. And last night I started talking along the lines about the vision I had about America and the things that I saw in the spirit. And somehow in my spirit I just don't seem like I'm through with that. You know, I just keep getting the Holy Ghost talking to me about it to encourage us, because we need to pray for our nation. We need to seek God for our nation as never before. So I want to talk about tonight again about the United States of America and what God would have the church to do in the United States of America. We're going to cover some information in God's Word. And of course, everything, every revelation must line up with God's Word. Anything that we say, do, or see, or hear from the realm of the Spirit, we must find the principle for it and the chapter and verse for it in the Word of God. But in Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 10, the Bible says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might." It says to put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles, which means tests and trials of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. I'm glad he didn't stop right there. He goes on to verse 13. It says, "Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." Notice here that we can withstand the evil that comes our way. How? Through the power and through the blood and name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12 says, "We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Well, certainly there is a lot of strategies that Satan has going on right now against the United States of America. America was raised up in the beginning by God and was founded and ordained by God to be an outreach evangelization tool or outreach nation to the other nations of the world in this last day end time move of God. And so it's no great wonder that we would encounter much opposition in the day and hour that we live in. And we can try to deal with it in the natural all we want to, you know, through writing and whatever else, you know, and carrying signs. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't speak our peace and we shouldn't stand up and that we shouldn't vote or we shouldn't run for public office. I'm not saying that. Certainly, we need to do natural things. But let me say it this way. all the natural things you do will never accomplish God's plan, nor stop the works of darkness, because you can't stop spiritual things with natural things. The only way you're going to stop spiritual things is in the Spirit. The Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood. It's not human beings that are our problem today. And if we look at human beings as being the problem and try to deal with them, then we're not going to change or bring a solution to the problems that our nation faces. But we are quickly coming down to the end of time as we know it. We're coming down to the end of the church age. In fact, we're right there right now at the end of the church age, or you could call it the church dispensation. And we know, because that we're the end, we know what's supposed to happen. We know that Jesus Christ is coming, and we know that He will come back to this earth, and He will rule and reign on this earth for 1,000 years according to the Word of God. But in the process of Jesus coming, we know that there's demonic forces that does not want God's plan and God's will to take place in this earth. But I've got news for you. I think you've already sang about it tonight, that the demons are afraid of you. Isn't that right? And we're not trying to, you know, stir up any demons or hunt any demons down or devils down. I like what Papa Hagin used to say. He said, you don't have to go hunt the devil. There'll be enough of them hunting you. You know what I mean? But you need to know what to do with them. But truly, at the same time, we cannot act like that Satan does not exist, because there are demonic forces that have set themselves in array against this nation, and specifically the church of the Lord Jesus Christ in this nation, trying to stop us from accomplishing God's will. But I've got news for you. They cannot stop the plan and purpose of God in this earth if the church will arise and take its spiritual authority and bind the works of darkness in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. 1 Peter chapter 5. Let's turn and look at a scripture right there. 1 Peter chapter 5. Yes, we started talking along these lines and the other service, but like I said, the Lord just kept thinking I was going in a whole different direction, but the Lord just kept bringing me right back here to this particular subject. 1 Peter chapter 5. Talking about the United States of America. Last night, I believe, in the other service that I was talking about the vision I had, or a vision I had about America, and I saw some other things that I'm going to be sharing tonight. But 1 Peter chapter 5, verse number 8, the Bible says, "Be sober, be vigilant," which simply means be aware and be alert. "Because your adversary," which is another word for opponent, which is another word for enemy, "the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour." Why is he walking about seeking whom he may devour? Because he's got to find somebody that does not understand their spiritual authority over him. That's why he's walking about seeking someone that don't understand their spiritual authority, or if they understand it, they don't put it into action. But the writer goes on to tell us, Peter, by the Holy Ghost, in verse 9, says, "Whom resist steadfast in the faith." In other words, even though the devil's going about as a roaring lion, verse 9 says, "Resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions," which simply means tests and trials, if you break it down from the original Greeks, that the same afflictions or tests and trials are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. In other words, the devil is here, but we can deal with him and we can put him in his place. Amen? And so we know that the enemy has come out against the United States of America, but it's time we put him in his place. Turn to Revelation chapter 12, and let's look at another verse along these lines before we jump off real deep into sharing some things that I've got in my spirit, in my heart tonight, about what God would have us to say about the United States of America and things that we need to do. And you know, in Revelation chapter 12, it's been dissected, intersected, persected, insected, infected. I don't know, by all kind of people that's a lot more studious and people that know a whole lot more about the Bible than I do, but I just want to pull a couple of verses out of here and show you some things and say some things to you. In Revelation chapter 12, verse number 7, it says, "And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven, and the great dragon was cast out." Who is this dragon? It goes on to tell you. That old serpent called who? The devil. And Satan, that dragon is the serpent, the devil, and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Now I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, "Now has come salvation and strength in the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night." Look here though, thank God. Verse 11. "And they," talking about us right here, talking about you, "and they overcame him," Satan, "they overcame the serpent," they overcame the devil, how? "By the blood of the Lamb," the Lord Jesus Christ, "and by the words of their testimony," the things that they say from their mouth. We've got to say some things from our mouth about our nation and put the devil in his place. And it says, "And they loved not their lives unto death. Therefore," verse 12 says, "therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth he hath but a short time." Well, notice here, the devil has come down. I'm here to tell you, it seemed like he landed right in the middle of the United States of America. And I know this is not talking about that, but when he splattered, he hit right in the middle of this thing, because people are getting so confused when it comes to God's word and what we should be standing for. Even in the church, in the body of Christ, there is so much dissension. There is so much confusion. There is so much error away from God's word. Listen, God's word is the truth that we go by. If the word of God says it, then that's what we stand on. We don't compromise God's word. Right now, there's all kind of agendas that come from governmental authorities and from different people groups. You know, one of the bigger agendas that's on the forefront now, you know, is abortion, homosexuality, lesbianism, same-sex marriage, you know, all kinds of things like that. And what they're trying to do is get the church to compromise the word of God. Listen, I can't compromise what the Bible says, and you can't compromise what the Bible says. But who is it that wants me to compromise? Is it just people? Is it just the government? Is it just a people group? Is it just somebody, what you call pro-choice people? Is it just the homosexuals, or it's just the lesbians? Is that what I'm dealing with? No. There is a spirit behind it all. The Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Is that right?
Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. For more information on Randall Greer Ministries, you can find us on the web at www.rgm.me. There you will find free downloads and resources to help you in your walk with the Lord. You can also sign up for our free newsletter and e-letter, The Word and Spirit. Make sure to check out the RGM store as well, with instant MP3 digital downloads of most of our messages, exclusive downloads, and ebooks. That web address again is www.rgm.me. For more information, you can write us at Randall Greer Ministries, P.O. Box 140516, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma 74014. Thanks for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. And remember, God is with us.